At the point where Valley met Hillslope, the Rapscallions took the full force of the first stone volley. Owing to their numbers, Major Perigord had taken the decision to strike early and save his Red Wall as being speedily overrun. He turned to the moles, saying,
"How's the fire coming along under that log, chaps?" "Eaves are burning bright and ready to go, sir." "Capital! Splash all that vegetable oil over the trunk now, quick as you like."
Dry timber and resin gave a great whoosh as the oil buckets were hailed upon it. The evening sprang to light, sparks and flaming splinters crackling as they leapt from the blazing tree. Skipper and his otters rolled it forward using spear points and ash staves. It teetered a moment on the brow of the ridge, then took off with a crash, rumbling, rolling, bouncing and spinning. Lady Craigerose Eyes and the Long Patrol Army had been plodding all day. The going was awkward and rough in the narrow rift, for it seemed to stretch on forever. They had waded through mud and water, squeezed through narrow gorges, and climbed over collapsed debris. Deirdre was first to see it.
"Look, Sergeant, up ahead, that light!"
A sudden bright glow lit the evening sky from a ridgetop in the distance. It flared brightly, then disappeared, leaving the hares blinking against the gathering darkness. Sergeant Clubrush paced himself in front of Lady Craigor, blocking her way.
"Deirdre, Elgador, drop your packs but hold on to your weapons. Scare up ahead, close to that ridge as you can get. We need information quick as to what's going on up yonder. So make all speed there and back. Run lively now, younguns!"
As he spoke, the sergeant had pulled Corporal Elbrig and several others past him to barricade the rift. Both runners haired off. Lady Craigor glared fiercely at Clubrush.
"Stand out of my way, Sergeant!"
It would be said in later seasons that this was the first time a hare openly disobeyed a badger ruler. Sergeant Clubrush drew his sword.
"Sorry, lady, but we gotta wait here till the runners gets back. If you goes charging off now, not knowing what lies ahead, you could get yourself and all these slain, recruits and veterans. We must know what's going on at the ridge first afore we goes at it. Now, I know you could snuff me out like a candle, ma'am, but I'll try to stop you if I can for the good of all here."
Lady Craigerose Eyes raised a terrible axe pike high over her head with one paw. She brought it smashing down into the rift wall, knocking out a great quantity of soil-bound rock.
"So be it. We wait. But those hares of yours had better be quick, Sergeant, because I won't wait long."